candidates use social media more and more. Ads, announcements, political plugs coming to your smartphone. What do you think about that? And the question of whether or not you might even have to pay for them, whether a do not call list is exempt when it comes to political ads. The idea of these mobile political campaigns caught hold as early as 2010 when Michelle Bachmann, who was running for re-election as a member of Congress, was sending messages to people at the Minnesota State Fair, because you can target geographically some of these messages that go to smartphones. She was sending messages, her campaign was sending messages to people's smartphones as they may have been eating some of the standard fare that you get at the fair. And here's what you would have seen on your smartphone. It would have been a picture, it would have been a graphic ad. If you were at the state fair and if people clicked on it, it would play a video. And here's what that video had to say from Michelle Bachmann about her opponent.
Remember her? It's Terrell Clark, and she's running for Congress this year. I know, I know. It's state fair time, and you don't want to hear about politics. But while you're at the fair, you should know that Terrell Clark here voted to raise taxes on your corn dog, and your deep-fried bacon, and your beer. So if you see Terrell Clark while you're at the fair, just ask her, what's up with voting to tax my beer?
So I want to know whether you think this kind of advertising is counterproductive. It's one thing to sign up for tweets from a campaign, but another to get these unsolicited ads, especially if they're targeting you while you may be, I don't know, ready to go vote, which would be a turnout, the get out the vote effort, or at the Minnesota State Fair. 866-893-5722. The brave new world of campaigning gets braver and newer as ads and promotions go to your smartphone, your Android phone. 866-893-5722. Do you like the sound of that? Let's hear from you. As we also hear from Vincent Harris, he's the CEO of Harris Media. It's a digital advertising agency working with conservative candidates. Thank you for being here. Mr. Harris, are you there?
With you. Yes.
Oh, great. So I suppose the first question a lot of people would think is, do I have to pay for this?
No. So voters do not pay for these ads. The payment of the ad and the ability to show the ad is all on the campaign side of things.
So
but
if I
can, yes, ma'am.
If I get a message coming to my phone that I didn't ask for, if I get a text message from somebody, I have to pay for that. But that's not the case. There's a carve out for political ads?
No. So these ads that the political article was referring to and the ad that you just showed, those were actually display image ads, which would show up, let's say, if you were using an application to text with a friend, or if you were opening up an application to find out where and what movie was playing around you. These ads would also show on news sites if you were reading, you know, say CNN or a local blog or newspaper on your mobile phone.
Oh, so they're piggybacking on places you may already be searching for. They just don't pop up unrelated to anything?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Let's go to Lisa Graves, too, and hear her take on this. She's the executive director for the Center for Media and Democracy. Ms. Graves, I suppose it was inevitable that we were going to be seeing these sorts of outreaches by campaigns, too.
I think that's right. You know, the campaigns are, they've got a lot of money to spend, and they're certainly targeting people on their phones. That's, I think we're going to see that more and more in 2012. I think your question, Pat, raises the question of whether there's a way to protect people from being subject to these ads as they're going to the polling places, because typically in every state there are rules against advertising within so many hundred feet of the polling place, but you carry your phone with you wherever you go, and so there's certainly some potential hazard there.
Right. If you think it's your sister calling and you look there while you're in the polling booth and it's an ad from a candidate.
Right. Right. So, I'm not sure what can be done about that from a regulatory standpoint, but it certainly seems like there may be a way that that some candidates could try to get around those rules by having ads going on election day locate you, and if you're near the polling place, I guess you'd get that advertising.
866-893-5722. Welcome to the campaign of the future. Welcome to campaign 2012, where you may be seeing some of these ads pop up on your smartphone. It can also be targeted geographically, geo-targeted mobile ads. coming to you wherever you are, whenever you may be out and about, especially on Election Day and before to get out the vote. But even as people found out, standing in line at the Minnesota State Fair with that Michelle Bachmann campaign ad that came through. What do you think of this? Do you welcome it as a way of finding out more information about the candidate and the campaign? Or do you think it's an intrusion that you wish they wouldn't do? And what you can do about it? 866-893-KPCC. Mr. Harris, how is it that they can be targeted so closely within a 2-mile radius?
Yeah, and they can actually be targeted down to a 3-meter radius. If you opt in through your cell phone to allow where you are to be found. So let's say using Google's Maps application, if you allow for your phone to be found, then we can target, political campaigns can target down to within a 3-yard radius of anywhere that you are.
3 yards, so you could find you outside the polling place. What is opting in entail? Or opting out,
opting in, yeah, so when you're using an application on your mobile phone, usually when you open up the application, it will say something like, do you want to allow location-based services? And if you choose to allow location-based services, then you're, in essence, opting in to also allow for these ads to be showcased.
So it isn't just about you. It isn't just about you using a Google Maps service. You open up the door to anybody who comes around shopping to this sort of thing. So I am shopping to hear what you think about this. Campaign 2012, adding to the technology, the outreach that candidates use, that campaigns use, by sending you ads, sometimes targeted within a few yards to your phone, sending you ads and information, as they would look at it, about the candidates and the campaigns. Do you welcome that, or do you wish they wouldn't? 866-893-5722 for whatever questions you have about how this works and how you want it to stop. 866-893-KPCC or the Pat Morrison page. We'll hear from you after news headlines from Hedy Lynn Hurdy.
Pat, the Reverend Billy Graham has been hospitalized in Asheville, North Carolina. He's being tested, apparently, for pneumonia. Graham is 93. Vice President Biden is in Baghdad meeting with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The surprise trip comes ahead of a pullout of U.S. troops by the end of the year. And Secretary of State Clinton is in Myanmar on a groundbreaking visit to assess that country's progress in making reforms. L.A. Unified cut the ribbon today on a new school named after Julian Nava, an East L.A. native who in 1967 became the first Mexican-American to be elected to the district's Board of Education. The school district of today, he says, does much more to address the needs of immigrants.
I think there's been progress and realization in the whole population that we have to recognize each other and appreciate the virtues of the diversity of the cultures.
Nava served on the LAUSD board during the tumultuous 1968 high school walkouts at Eastside schools. In 1980, he was named U.S. Ambassador.